Barbie C. Ranch, Corral Sign. You are 3 miles north of Moose, above the west bank of the Snake River, site of the famous Barbie C. Dude Ranch, the second dude ranch in the valley. A corral built of poles is to your right front. A number of log cabins are beyond. The ground at your feet is sagebrush and grass, with large cottonwood and a few spruce trees providing a broken canopy over the cabins. A large river terrace rises to your right, and the Snake River runs a few hundred yards off to your left. The 36-by-24-inch sign is filled with a historic picture of the Barbie C. Dude Ranch looking west. A pond fills the foreground. About 6 log cabins are on the far side of the water. Spruce and cottonwood trees rise above the cabins, and the Grand Teton towers in the background. A small inset picture of Struthers Burt is in the lower right quadrant of the sign. Burt is a lean, probably taller man with gray hair, leaning against a log cabin. He has on light pants, a dark long-sleeved shirt with a tie, and a light-colored cowboy hat. He has his left hand in his pocket, and the right hand holds a cigarette at his side. His expression is serious. The sign reads, "Typewriters and Horseshoes." Below this river terrace, look for the remnants of the once lively Barbie C. Ranch. Here, two Eastern dudes, Struthers Burt and Dr. Horace Carncross, opened Jackson Hole's second dude ranch in 1912. Burt, a popular author, published novels and magazine articles, attracting fellow writers to this ranch. Some guests even arrived carrying typewriters. Anyone who knows anything of conservation knows it is not a partisan matter. It is a nationwide movement conceived for the benefit of the nation as a whole. Struthers Burt. Struthers Burt used his literary talents to lobby for protection of the valley's open space as a wildlife park or, quote-unquote, a museum on the hoof. Burt, a Princeton graduate and popular author, published The Diary of a Dude Wrangler in 1924. He originally opposed the creation of a national park in Jackson Hole. Later, he became concerned that developments, such as the nearby Elbow Ranch racetrack, would spoil the area's frontier and wilderness qualities. Caption, "View of the Barbie C. Ranch Looking West," and Struthers Burt.